What's up, bro? This is Gabriel Gray. Welcome to another episode of Dating Tactics, where we discuss everything from self-development, dating, and of course, game. So we are joined by Mr. Andrew Miok from SQL. What's up, Andrew?
Yo, my man.
Awesome stuff. So he is my personal mentor on sex and sexuality and everything to do with that. So this is going to be an awesome podcast, and we are going to discuss pretty much close anxiety, sexual anxiety, when you're scared to basically pull the trigger in the bedroom, scared to have sex, being afraid and nervous. We're going to discuss that from a sexual perspective and a mindset perspective. So I guess just to start this off, Andrew, you can tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll get actually into the topic.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me here. So a little bit about me. So I'm basically have been obsessed about sexuality for the good part of like 11 years now, like dating, relationships and sexuality, but mainly sexuality. So what I do is I teach men how to be the best a woman has had inside and outside the bedroom. So I run a company called Sexual Quantum Leap. So it's more like, how can you just be a normal dude who goes, you know what? Fuck. I've got my life sorted in other areas, but how can I do, here's some like practical fucking knowledge about how you can have better orgasms and how you can give women better orgasms and how you can feel more comfortable in the bedroom and give a woman an experience that she will never forget. That's in short what I do. And as I said, it's just been an obsession about mine, about looking into the best things, attending the best retreats, having the best mentors, traveling around the world to obtain the best knowledge about sexuality so that I can like integrate myself and learn it for myself and really get that wisdom and then pass it on. And then seeing people like have the best sex of their lives so they can have like really deep, meaningful connections with people they care about.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, I was actually invited to check out Andrew's program and I learned so much on sexuality. So he really knows exactly what he's talking about. So before we get into the topic, just want to remind you to check out my free web class on surgicalmethod.com to basically learn all the psychological techniques that you need to know to consistently get women and consistently get results. So go to surgicalmethod.com. There is limited spots, but get your free spot at the web class. So let's crack into it. So lots of guys get close anxiety, sex anxiety, fear of pulling the trigger, whatever it is. And I want to get your perspective on where this comes from. Because sometimes guys are really relatively good with girls. Sometimes guys just are terrible with women. So let's start with the guys that are pretty bad with girls and they mainly scared of having sex. They're just terrified of, they like this girl so much, but they're so scared to actually have sex with her, whatever that's, what do you think is going on in their head?
I think it's the perception, man, for the guys I've dealt with for the years now. It's like, I have to do something. I have to be the man. Presence, not performance. And we talk a lot about this. But in short, it's like you teach guys how to get the girls, but sometimes they're actually self-sabotaging. And like you'll like say approach or like, all right, now it's time to pull and take her home. And the guy's like, I'm fucking freezing up because if I get to the bedroom, I might, and this is like at least 50% of guys come to me, they go, I have performance anxiety. I can't get it up. I can't keep it up. I can't last long, and the thing is I might not be able to come through sex. And this all stems from the same shit, like being nervous in the bedroom, the perception of you have to do things. And there's a myriad of things. It could be your diet, how you see yourself sexually, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, are you going to please her, are you going to hurt her. So it's like all this perception of what you like sexually. You might feel weird, and then if you have all this sexual anxiety building up, no wonder you don't want to fucking pull the trigger. No wonder Gabriel could give you the best techniques on how to pull a girl home or how to like sexualize it. But then the thing is, if you're in the bedroom all of a sudden you're like, fuck, I actually don't want to do anything because I'm scared that I might be judged for the way my penis looks or how I might perform in the bedroom. And that puts a lot of pressure on men.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because guys will see these beautiful girls and on the one hand, they're desperate. They want these girls. They want the results. Mm. But on the other hand, it's also, so it's that excitement of getting the girl. But on the other hand, it's this fear of, okay, I can't do anything in the bedroom. And it must be incredibly frustrating. I mean, what do you think guys should start with if they're having these issues?
The number one thing is when I say presence, not performance. And like when I'm saying this, when you're in the bedroom, I'm going to give you a practical thing you can do. Instead of just thinking, shit, we've both got to do this, you got to remember the woman's just as nervous as you are when you're meeting her for the first time in the bedroom. So what I like to do is when I'm with a woman and I'm in the bedroom with her, I'm actually talking to her like, yo, hey, I'm actually feeling like a little bit like nervous. I'm feeling like we have to do something, or we have to say something, or I have to be like maybe this superhero in the bedroom, or I have to put on this performance. I'll say that straight up. Or I go, you know what? Let's just take our time tonight. And if we have sex, we have sex. And if we don't, we don't. That's okay. Cool. That's cool. And then she can go, oh, thank God. I go, and then what I do, I just like statement of empathy, if you want to say it like that. I'm like, I just want to go, how are you feeling about everything? Like, what are your concerns and things like this? And then when I can really connect with her like that, I'm really going genuine to really connect with her and see how she's feeling sexually. She goes, oh, this guy actually fucking cares about me. And then when guys do that, like, oh, fuck. And then the chances of seeing her again are going to be so much more significant, because she's like, this guy actually likes me and he cares about me and he's not trying to force me to do anything, and which makes me more safer. And then the progression over time, she's actually going to open up and be more explorative, where most guys think the first time that they see a girl that quickly, I've got to give her the fucking most insane experience of her life or she won't come back. And that's absolute bullshit. It's like, even give her the most insane experience, which is making her feel psychologically comfortable, which is going, I understand you, I care about you, and I'm here, but you're also a sexual guy, which Gabrielle talks a lot about with all that stuff. When you can really convey that, then she's going to be like, I can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, a lot of guys, it's almost very selfish. All they're thinking about is their anxiety, their issues, all of, how are they going to perform during sex? What happens if they get rejected? But no guys are stopping and thinking, hold on, how's this girl feeling? Mm. Because she's got her own insecurities, especially her body is, a lot of value is attributed to her physical body. So she's thinking, okay, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on, she's thinking, what happens if I'm not good looking enough? I'm going to be completely rejected. What happens if I didn't shave properly, if I've got a scar, all of these types of things. And guys are very selfishly thinking about me. What happens if I get rejected? What happens if she doesn't like me? What happens if I don't perform? But also, what about making her comfortable?
It's like calling out that elephant in the room. I love calling out that elephant in the room. Everyone feels it. It's like, it's not a kill to sexual tension. I lied. It is a slight kill to sexual tension that you might feel it, like it like drops down because you're having this conversation. But then what's going to do? It's going to be a dip in the sexual tension, but then it's going to build up dramatically because she's going to feel that comfortability go up. And then it's like that elephant in the room. You both haven't had sex for the first time. You're both nervous as fuck. You both feel like you have to do all these things. And she might feel like she has to fuck you a certain way or do this. And she might go, I really like you, which a woman's not going to say that because she might not want to come across me. So she's like holding back her cards a bit because she doesn't want to be seen. That's why I always say, as a man, be a leader. Talk about your vulnerabilities, going, hey, I'm a little bit nervous. Hey, tonight, let's just take our time and go really slow. And then when we can do it, let's just explore each other's body and play. And then when you can do that, I've seen a big significant increase in the way that women respond to me. And they go, holy fuck, I don't feel this pressure. And all of a sudden, what it does as well for your own personal anxiety, it takes the pressure that you feel like you have to be this fucking big fucking black 6'4" dude with this 10-inch cock. Because you'll be surprised that not all women fucking want that. Most women actually don't want that. They want a guy they can have a deep emotional connection with, and then that's going to be better in the bedroom.
Yeah, where do you think all of this comes from? Is it from watching porn? Is it from just hearing stories? Why do we have all these flawed beliefs?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both, man. Like, it's kind of like when we're growing up, it's like, what do we like to get fucking admiration from our friends? It's like, did you kiss that girl in the fucking schoolyard? Watching porn, things like that. And then how do we, like, sometimes our worth as a man is how much dollars in our bank account or how much pussy we fuck, where really it's like we take a step back and it's like, what actually is my worth as men? But we won't go into that. But I'm just like saying, those are the mindsets where it's like, okay, if I have sex with this girl, then I might get some social validation from my friends. And I've definitely been there and I knew how toxic it was. Now it's like, I only want to have sex with women who I actually genuinely care about and I actually have a fucking attraction to. And the thing that's going to help if you're a guy who's struggling to get it up, actually be with women you care about. And then if you're like, well, I do care about her, but I couldn't get it up, then what you can do is you can have the honest conversation of going, hey, this time I might not be able to get it up because I actually came out of a relationship. I got a little story on that, man. I had these two blonde girls in my bed and I was like fucking like, I just came out with one of the most horrific breakups of my life, was crying my fucking eyes out. And I was like, I said to girls, I'm probably not going to get it up tonight just because I went through the most horrific breakup. But you know what? I just want to have some fun and explore. But by me saying that, I felt a lot more relaxed. And most guys think, oh, that's weakness. You shouldn't say that. It's like, no, but they could see that I was physically upset about the situation. So I just called that out.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's almost like guys want to maintain this image of, if they meet her, they're the super cool dude and they have to stay super cool the whole time. They can't be vulnerable or anything. And it's understanding that being vulnerable is not weak. It's actually coming from a strength. Now, there's a difference between being bitter and desperate and begging. That's obviously weakness. But being vulnerable from a alpha place is actually attractive.
Yeah, it's like, I've got nothing to prove. And it comes across, like, and we're talking high level like concepts now. Like, it's like, you get to the point, like, I've got nothing to prove. And I really don't mind if we have sex or not. Like, another little story, man. It's like, this 19-year-old came over my house and her pussy was really fucking tight and really sore. And she goes, yeah, I just fucked through the pain. She's like, yeah, I just want you to fuck me and have a threesome with my friend. And I actually said to her, I'm like, I don't actually want to have sex with you. I think you're beautiful. What I need you to do is with your partner, you need to actually massage the inside of your pussy, start to loosen that off. So then you can actually start feeling pleasure. You need to start, because she has a lot of shame with her sexuality from down there because of like conditioning. I don't like that part. I don't know what, like the way it looks. Fucking magazines, TV says I should look like this. Then she felt disconnected from her sex. Then I just basically said, look in the mirror, have some self-love, have some self-pleasure, and touch yourself really gently because you should not be having pain with sex. Usually women or men have like, they have sexual shame. It's usually they feel pain or they feel shame.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, a lot of interesting like mindsets and just value being dropped there by Andrew. It's important that everyone listening just takes on and understands the way he's thinking, understands his mindsets, understand what's being discussed, all these principles. It's funny. Right now we're in Bali. We're living together. We made a studio, and it's obviously the virus, and that's the situation right now. But just Andrew's thoughts on lifestyle right now. How's it going in Bali? Obviously, I'm living with you.
Mate, I'm here with Mr. Gray himself, and he definitely sold me on this beautiful place, which I'm so glad he did. It's like a beautiful villa. We got our rooms apart, and we're sitting here with coconuts. The virus is happening, but we're like, you know what? We're still going to be putting out immense value for your guys because we know how important it is for you to like get your date, like while you're here, get your dating life sorted, get your sex life sorted. So then when you can actually go out into the real world again and hopefully the zombies don't come, then you can actually go out there and have the dating life you want and then have the best sex of your life. So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff together.
Awesome. And where can people get hold of you?
They can get hold of me on sexualquantumleap.com. We've got tons of podcasts and YouTube videos. As I said, always check out my free stuff. And then if you want to take shit further, you can just get in contact and let me know.
Okay, awesome. So this wraps up the episode of Dating Tactics. This is Gabriel Gray. I'll catch you in the next one.